Hi, I'm Caleb Bradle with the Northern Nevada Business Weekly, here with this week's Business Beat. Life for diners will start to feel somewhat normal again, with restaurants now allowed to operate at 100% capacity in Nevada. And that couldn't come sooner for the industry, which has had it especially hard. In fact, more than 110,000 restaurants and bars closed across the U.S. last year, either temporarily or permanently. That's according to the National Restaurant Association. Those who did make it had to be creative. Aaron Foster owns the restaurant Food and Drink in Midtown Reno. He opened it a month before pandemic restrictions forced him to close. So he had to pivot. Food and Drink was one of the first restaurants locally to offer curbside pickup, and it helped him stay in business. He's now expanded his menu and is offering outdoor dining. These forced pivot points ended up being good for Brett Mosley, too. He owns Washoe Public House in downtown Reno. He says he was already getting tired of paying fees to third-party delivery services like Uber Eats. When the pandemic hit, he decided to have his employees deliver the meals. He even created a special $40 family meal for pickup or delivery, which turned out to be a big hit. Mosley says these deliveries, plus limited indoor and outdoor dining, helped the restaurant make more money in 2020 than the year prior. But bars have had a much harder time. Pinon Bottle saw its sales drop nearly 75% last year, and Beer NV's revenue was down 55%. Aside from opening to full capacity, one change that could help the industry is the lifting of mask mandates indoors. For more business news, check out the Northern Nevada Business Weekly at nnbw.com and in print on Wednesdays. For KUNR, I'm Caleb Bradle.